The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Did you get do something new with your hair?
I just am not wearing a hat.
But you got it colored.
Oh, no, I just got it. I got a haircut.
Zane got that Auburn look going.
Yeah, you look like you're full ginger, like redhead.
I bleach my hair and then I dye it back to my natural hair color.
How? What was like the time period from bleaching it to realizing you wanted to dye it?
No. So, Matt, you know how I used to bleach my hair and then I'll like get it like color to like a blonde? Like,
yes.
It stays blonde. After doing it for all that time, I was like, I don't want my hair blonde anymore. I just like don't like it. So now I bleach it and then I dye it back to my natural hair color.
I don't think that's your natural hair color right now. I know.
Do you understand? When I make it brown, I'm washing it and then it's turning into the bleach color because I bleached my hair. That's like my bleach hair is the color that it's like turning into, or it's like washing out.
Yeah. A little change.
So the reason why I did that is because I like how my hair is when it's bleached, like the texture.
Me too. I know what that
means. So now that the hair is growing in, and the bleach is being cut, now that you'll see like it's like a little, it looks like highlights.
Yeah,
which I mean, I don't specifically like the highlights. I just,
ooh,
like,
Zane, I could read your text. Ooh,
ooh, who's texting you?
Busted.
Beautiful. Okay, I was making my friend was giving me an okay to be able to show something that is private
on this podcast.
On this podcast, I have to blur it out, but I'm like, I can show you guys it. It just has to be blurred.
So okay. Private parts.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh boy.
Let's start with that.
Because it's something I have to tell you guys what happened, which is like so gross.
Okay.
Ooh, people, stay tuned. Get excited for this episode.
Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me get my juice.
Ready, Heath.
Ready, baby.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Woo! Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And that's Jared. And we are back for another episode.
Come on now. Okay.
I like
Jared.
That.
Fuck it. Let's go, King.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode. We missed you guys so much. Missed you guys. How's everything been? Heath, I miss you already.
Yeah, what's
dude,
like a baby
I know.
Skinny? I feel like there's always got to be like a new update or something going on with baby Antonio. Any?
Yeah. So I just got, gosh, I don't even know. I got back a day ago?
Yeah.
My parents came and stayed with Mariah.
Yes.
So I saw my parents, and then my brother was here also because he was helping do stuff around the house. We're painting one of the rooms right now, which I'm excited about.
Ooh, what color?
It's like a yellow on yellow. It sounds funny, but it's like a light yellow and then
a
more yellow
color.
Trim. Yes. On all like the windows and the door sills and, you know, the floorboards and shit.
Okay, the yellow keeping it gender neutral. I love that.
You know, it's going to be the fun room. So we wanted to have some color. So we've been working on that. And then Tony's doing, dude, it's crazy. The 5 days I was gone, he's so much bigger.
I bet they grow so fast.
Bro, it's weird.
I feel like that first 2 years, you're going to not see him for a week and he's just going to be flying through his baby
face. It's crazy. But yeah, nothing really new. Just
power's back.
Power's back on.
The house is warm again, right?
Oh my gosh.
We're not seeing icicles in the living room.
We're good. All the snow has melted. We're back to normal, but it is still like really cold out.
Have you bought like a spare generator now? Like just to be prepared?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, good. Just to make sure that like if it happens again.
I'm honestly surprised you're even able to get one from Home Depot that week, that day.
I know.
That everything was out. Very, very surprised. But they probably knew that they were going to make a lot of money. So they're like, get those generators fucking made.
And of course, it was the only ones in stock were Home Depot's brand.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But yeah, nothing really new going on here. Just had some pizza before this.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, you know? Whoa. All right. You gotta watch out for that term.
Dude, yeah. I know. I literally was just talking to my brother about that. I was like, there's probably so many clips where I'm like, I fucking love pizza. And now with all like the docs and the files and shit coming out for Epstein, I'm like, I really wish I didn't like, I deadass just like pizza. And yeah. I feel like I can never say.
You just have to like now watch out when you say, make sure it's an appropriate time. Make sure you're surrounded around appropriate people.
But he cleared it up for me, though. He was like, but you're not calling it a pizza party. Like,
sure.
That's weird. Because all things are like, dude, they have the best pizza parties. It's like, I haven't said pizza party since I was 5.
Exactly.
Like, we're not getting pizza. And I'm like, yeah, Zane and I had a pizza party last night.
Which adult is throwing a pizza party for their friends? That doesn't include a birthday party.
Love saying things are a pizza party when everyone's having pizza over.
Oh, like, really?
It's now become a pizza party. How many people do you need for it to become a pizza party?
I think 5 people.
5 people.
More than 5.
You can funly say this is a pizza party.
I think a pizza party is when you're inviting people to come over for pizza.
Yes.
The people that live in the house.
No, you're just having people over and you're getting pizza for dinner.
No, that's a pizza party because you're inviting somebody outside of the house that doesn't live
things.
There.
Kids' birthday party. It's called a pizza party.
Correct.
Or when you're at school and you have one of the down days and they make you watch TV and then they throw a pizza party.
It's a reward. So it's a reward.
Only two times you can say pizza party.
You did really well on a field trip.
Yeah.
You guys deserve a pizza party. And you only get that one damn little sliver of that pizza.
It's not a pizza party without that sliver pizza. You need to cut that pizza into 30 slices. That's the only way it's considered a pizza party. And you also have to hand out tickets also for like a game in the end because that's how they did it in high school too.
Middle school.
Elementary school. Did they have pizza parties in high? They did. They did.
There was always, it was the worst not being part of a pizza party and you're in school and you're just smelling that deliciousness wafting through the hallways into your classroom.
I just can't believe, we've talked about this before, but I just can't believe they would separate people in the pizza party. It's just like, oh, you're not allowed to come to the pizza party. So fucked up. Looking back at it, like,
what was
kids?
The worst? When you're sitting there and somebody else ordered the Valentine cookie gram.
Yeah.
And they're getting delivered to people all in the room. And it's just those warm. What was the company? Mr. It's not Redenbacher. That's popcorn. But it was like something like that.
Yeah. Some old school little candy brand. Yeah.
Yeah. And it would just be those warm chocolate chip cookies. And they'd be going around. And you just, damn.
Damn. Somebody loves that person.
That sucked.
Did you ever have the balls to give it to a girl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Even anonymous? Would you do anonymous?
Oh, anonymous. Well, no, anonymous, that's just a waste of money. Like,
exactly.
Are they really going to figure out that it was from you?
I'd be too scared. I would do it anonymous because, you know.
I would do it for like just a circle
she
of all the girls.
She thinks it's somebody else that she likes. Oh my God. I think Brian got me this cookie.
Or, you know, you start drama. You give a girl, her boyfriend gets her one and then she gets an anonymous one.
Ooh, just an extra stir the pot. That's
hey, fun. love her little thing going on, winky face, just to like stir
no,
the pot.
Zing. Yes, that's good. That's like what they do with the flowers. They say like, order your wife flowers, but don't say who it's from.
Oh,
and if
yes.
she doesn't like tell you like, oh my God, I love the flowers.
Yeah.
Then you know.
do they still do those things on the radio where they'll call like a spouse that's suspected of cheating.
I think so.
They mm-hmm. still do that to this day?
I think so. But every time I hear it, I feel like it's all staged.
Yeah. You think so?
It's a little staged because they have to, one, like, trust that it's a certain type of person who will, like, unless they're spending hours testing it out on people to see.
I also think they ask the spouse that calls in, like, hey, I need you to, like, make a call. I think they have a whole, they vet them, like, hey, will your husband or will your wife really believe this? I think there's like a Because I really don't think
it was real in the past, but I feel like once they realized it worked, they just started like hamming it up. I think, what is that called? There's a name for it on the radio show. No,
the name of the segment or the show?
The segment is like, oh, I forgot. There was like a big name for it.
And it was always like the rose, like you've won a free flower delivery or something, which is like,
who would you like to give it to?
How the hell do you believe that shit?
War of the Roses, I guess.
That sounds
similar. I'm always like, oh, it's something that is rose in it.
Or you know the ones that I've heard that are really embarrassing. There are people that like don't get a text or they don't get reached out after a date. Because the other person's probably not interested or whatever. And then they'll have the radio station call them to ask them, why didn't they hit him up after the first date? Like, did they not like
him? So what
like
didn't
them?
You like?
So fucking embarrassing. Those don't sound fucking staged. Those sound real.
The second date update. I loved that going to school as a kid.
Oh my God.
Dude, one time I was in sixth grade. This was the worst, like a terrible memory, but I have to bring this up. So I was in sixth grade, had my first girlfriend. I feel like we were dating had been dating for like 4 or 5 months.
Sixth grade?
That's a long time ago for
middle
school.
Maybe even shorter, but you know, time just seems like it's
almost,
forever.
It's almost a full school year.
Maybe I'll say safely 3 months, okay?
Yeah.
So it was felt like forever.
I think
felt
it's,
like
majority I think it was 3 weeks. Year.
And I kind of wasn't feeling it. She kind of wasn't feeling it. We knew it was kind of dying. But I get a call from one of her friends that I kind of had like a bigger crush on.
Ooh.
And she's on the phone and she's like, Matt, there's something I've wanted to tell you. I'm like, what? She's like, I really like you. And I'm like, what? You really like me? And she goes, yeah, but just like, what are you going to do about like Claire and stuff? Because, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know, but like, you're serious? Like, you do like me or whatever? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, oh wow, this is great. And my heart's beating so fast. I'm like, I can't believe this girl now.
Like
Matt's
like the Bachelor.
She's sitting right next to her like this. Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, get this. And then I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll break up with Claire. And then, yeah, I guess we could be a thing. And then all of a sudden, all these girls start laughing on the other line.
Oh!
It was Claire and her.
Oh, no. I was joking.
They set me up to like confess that like I'm not interested in Claire anymore and I'd rather be with her best friend. And they were all having a sleepover together. And I'll never forget
that. Did you not know they were best friends?
Yeah, I knew they were best friends. That's why I knew it was risky.
What made it hot, Zane.
But I was sixth grade. I was just a child. Like, I was just like, man, all right, this is just how it's going to be. I'll break up with Claire. We'll let time pass. And then I'll be, I think it was Casey or whatever. It was some friend of hers. And, yeah, they all busted me. And then she goes, okay, well, we're broken up. But I remember it wasn't that heated. Me and Claire today are best friends. Like, we're great friends. We laugh about it all the time. I'll just never forget that.
I can't believe you didn't appreciate what you had. Matt, I would have killed for someone to even like me. enough to even try to go on a date with me.
Oh, but after that, nobody wanted to date me. I was just in the shit house. Everyone was like, can you believe what Matt did? It was, dude, the worst.
Did they record it?
No, it was 2003, dude. Like,
hey, I think you could record on the little razors.
They got the little
whole camcorder. Yeah. Uh-huh. No,
Dan, that's good, Matt. Oh my God, drama!
Never forget that. I was on a proper landline, like corded phone in my mom's bedroom,
in the kitchen.
Yeah, just like, and I remember looking at myself in the mirror on my mom's like dresser, my parents' dresser, and then just looking at myself, being like, just sweat dripping down, full tunnel vision. I'll never forget that.
Like, what was that? Was it you that were watching Key and Peele and just the sweat?
The bead of sweat.
The bead of sweat.
Before we continue. This podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. So I'm getting to experience my first real winter here in Tennessee, and I gotta say, I'm starting to get a little bit of cabin fever. So I've been scrolling through my SeatGeek app looking for upcoming events near me, obviously. And that's because SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads. And they got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festivals, with over 70,000 events listed. There's something for everyone. Plus, there's so many stars going on tour in 2026. Grab tickets now for artists like Bruno Mars, Olivia Dean, and our boy Alex Warren, plus many, many more. And I personally love that SeatGeek makes it easy to feel confident in your choice because each ticket gets a score from 1 to 10, so you can quickly spot the best value. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And honestly, I use SeatGeek for all of my event tickets. It really is the absolute best. There's no comparison. So what are you waiting for, baby? Concert season is right around the corner. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTERED2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. My love letter got leaked around the school.
To who? Like, you wrote a love letter to a girl that you were interested in?
Yeah, I got broken up with. So I wrote, like, my feelings in, like, this love letter poem.
Oh, like, no. trying to win her back?
Expressing myself.
What?
Zane, I was artsy, I was crafty, I just had to jot it down.
Was it like a breakup poem? Like, okay, I want closure. This is like my way of like closing out this relationship.
No, it was like a...
Like your last little song trying to win her back over.
His lyrics, fuck you, you hoe, I don't want you back.
Yeah, it was like this cute thing. It was full page. I put a lot of time and effort into it. And then people started coming up to me, bringing up the letter.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, it got passed all around, and everybody read through it.
She passed it around.
Yeah,
you girls. Some of you girls are nasty in school.
I never wrote another poem in my life.
Oh yeah, just not even worth it.
Was it long?
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember one time there was also a girl that I was really interested in, and she wrote me a note.
Yeah,
and it was like 2 or 3 pages, and my heart was pounding. I'm like, oh my gosh, she really likes me.
Yeah.
And like the last whole half of the message was explaining why she thinks we should be friends.
Ooh.
Like, wow. I was crushed.
Damn.
I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so long. It's so thick. And I'm like so excited. And then, yep, just wanted to be friends. Never forget it.
Yeah, damn. Mine is nothing compared to your guys's, but I like this girl. Her name is Grace. I actually looked up her page like a year ago, like just to like see like, oh, I wonder what she's up to. She, I liked her. She liked me, but I didn't think she liked me. I thought it was just like only like one-sided thing. But I wrote her that we wrote each other like this note, like how we were going to go on a date. But I chickened out and I was too scared and I pulled out because I thought she was like lying.
Oh,
like I thought it was just like this prank she was pulling or like, you know, like,
yeah, she just wasn't into it. Yes.
And I also like, I watched movies at the time and my head was like, oh, this is like I think I'm being cornered here. So I'm going to get ahead of it and break up with her. We went out for a week and it was the only in school relationship. Like I never saw her outside of school. And this was in middle school. Like this was in kindergarten. Week? What?
It was a good week.
No, it was a terrible week because I was just scared the whole time. So, but that's all I have in middle school.
Oh
yeah. It's really
our senior year in the newspaper. It was like the senior edition, like for the student newspaper. And it's like the last edition. And we would have this section in the newspaper where all the seniors could say who their secret crush was publicly.
Oh.
Just right before school ending, and people would just, you would just say the name.
Them forgetting that they're going to see each other the very next year.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it would kind of create this whole wave of chaos in the last month because everyone's like, you've liked me this whole time. I didn't know you liked me. You would also just say it about another classmate, but you're like, screw it. I know that it won't be a thing, but
yeah.
I just want to get this off my chest for everyone to know I've had a crush on this person.
Yeah.
And it was everyone to get so excited about it. And then, there was one girl who had a crush on me that I was, like, so surprised. Totally different friend circle. Never talked to her.
Yeah.
Was this set up by the kids or by the faculty?
By the student newspaper. It was a tradition. I don't know if they still do it. And I was on the student newspaper, so it was really fun getting all the submissions and putting it in and everything.
Oh, so you're seeing everything.
Oh, I even put down a girl that I had a crush on. She was a grade younger than me, and I just was like...
But before he does it, he's making sure that no other piece of paper has her name on it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it other does, guys he just wrote her down. He's like ripping them up.
Yeah. I'm going to be the only one with this name. If you guys, for your kids, for both your guys' kids, what's going to be the age where you're going to allow them to start like dating? Like in my head, because like in high school, you're like 16, 15. So to me, that's like your children.
What?
So I get like, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I want my kids.
I would say definitely not middle, high school.
It depends. Like it's like the level of seriousness of what the relationship is. Like I don't, they're in sixth grade and they have like a little boyfriend or whatever. Like I don't
care. Only in school relationship.
But like if it was like family friends wise and I was really close with their family and like our kids had a little crush on each other and they were boyfriend, girlfriend, like sure. Like mm-hmm. if it's nothing to where like I feel like they're going to get seriously heartbroken and this feels like it's serious. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because we, tons of my friends dated each other in middle school.
I also think it all depends on the person too. Like I feel like you know your kid enough where you're like, I think they're mature enough to be in a relationship.
If my sixth grader or my middle school kid thinks like, oh, this is going to be my wife, I'll be like, pump the brakes, buddy. Like you, there's way life ahead of you. This is not your forever person.
Yeah.
But it builds a sense of character. Heartbreak, all of it is just part of the...
Is your kid love bombing or your kid's being love bombed?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I may get involved and be like, you got to break up.
You're telling the other...
hey, we got to cut this. Like, let's just not...
Coming up with it, scheming it out. That's funny.
I don't know. That's a really great question.
Yeah.
It's so weird though, because then I think back to like my grandparents married at 16.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. That was different time.
It was a different time. 16 was like 26.
Still together.
And you know what? Seeing them together is like they're still in their honeymoon phase. I remember at your wedding, I was like, this is crazy. They look like they are in love with each other. But it just looks
I know what you mean.
It looks like it looks fresh. It looks like a fresh couple.
So inspiring.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, Matt, that they got married and then their reception was prom?
What? I have a faint memory of you saying this, but yeah. Wow, the reception was prom.
I thought they didn't have money for a wedding, big party
or anything, so they just went to prom with all their friends right after.
And they got like a first dance after prom king and queen. All right, and let's give it up for the married couple now.
All right, Heath, was it your parents that got married on Halloween? Like, was it something about Halloween? Okay.
Yeah, my parents are Halloween.
Damn. Grandparents prom, parents Halloween. You, nothing special about your...
Engaged on Thanksgiving.
Engaged on Thanksgiving. That is a very... Like, who's getting engaged on Thanksgiving? I feel like that's very rare.
Different.
You know, when did you get engaged? Was it like a specific special day?
It was October of the year before we got married. No, it wasn't a special day because I had to delay it because of my appendicitis. I was supposed to be proposing in... Alabama for the Penn State Auburn game because my aunt and uncle, my parents were all going there, and then appendicitis delayed a month, and then it was like very close. Like I should remember the date of engagement, but I don't feel like that date is that like important to remember.
Yeah,
it's more of like the day you got married.
I feel like that's the beginning of a rom-com. Like you get on one knee, you're about to open the case, and you get appendicitis. You have to get rushed to the hospital by your wife, but you're holding. It's like don't answer. It's like you have to wait for this entire day to like pass by and get this shit out of you.
Oh, question about proposals. And for me, the memory of it happening is such a blur. I can't remember how I did it. But I saw somebody dissecting another proposal. Once you show the ring, is the girl supposed to take the ring out and then put it on her finger? Do you kind of guide the whole thing together? What's the etiquette?
I think you guide the whole thing together.
Yes, you like guide it. You don't take it out, but you guys like take it out together and you slide it on her finger, right?
I think I took it out.
You took it out, but then and you like did it together.
Placed it on, yeah.
Yeah. I just saw like a video of someone proposing and the girl had to take it, put it on her finger. And everyone's like, why would you do that? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Why would you do that?
That he put it on.
Like, I think, yeah, it's just, it looks really stiff and awkward and weird if you're just holding it out and she has to take it off and put it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It'd be weird if she took the ring, put it on, then she was just like, no, and then took it off.
You still haven't answered.
She answered with the way the ring looks on her hand. If it doesn't look good, it's like, no, not today. Mm-mm. So throughout your relationship, like when you're getting ready to like buy the ring, are you supposed to steal one of her rings and then take it to like
ask a friend size?
You don't want to ask her, but even I wouldn't even want a friend to ask her. I feel like I have to like go on my own, grab the ring that she's not wearing.
I think you should be already in a very healthy relationship where you know that you guys want to get engaged and that's something that will be happening soon. And like you can do it way in advance, but next time you're at like Macy's or some big department store, go by the jewelry stand and go, let's just get your ring size so I know.
Yeah.
And they know.
That's true. Yeah. It shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
That's
right. So I think that's how I did it with Patricia.
right then and there, she's like, no. let's go to Annie Ann's instead.
I don't think you need that ring size.
Because your left hand ring finger is a totally different size than maybe your right hand ring finger. Like Patricia's doesn't fit on her right side.
Oh, all right.
Which we found that out on the altar too, because in the Greek church, they put it on the right hand.
And it didn't fit.
She was like, oh my
God. I remember saying that. I was freaking out for you guys. I was like, this was not planned. Also, I was very hungover that day. It was hard even standing
Damn
up.
Right. Damn right.
Oh yeah, you guys were buckling up there.
We were all pretty terrified because we've heard of like the whole buckling thing. People will pass out, especially during a long like ceremony like that. I knew I was fine, but I was worried for some of the other guys because there were a lot of, or some of the guys were really hungover.
How do I make this about me?
I'm
mortified
on the altar for a friend's wedding. Oh
wait,
if that just did happen.
Oh, I.
But I'm a forgiving person, but I would be like, what the fuck, dude?
Like me personally, I would like, I think I would just laugh in the moment. Like, I don't think I could take that.
Hopefully it's like a light fall, but if someone like cracks their head open, blood, the whole thing is halted over that. And people remember that more than your actual moment of saying, I do.
That's funny. That would actually piss me off if it got too far. Blood everywhere. Blood on my wife's dress.
And they're like wheeled out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then they go down the aisle on the stretcher.
God, I wish I could talk about what happened at my brother's wedding, but I can't. Oh. I can't. God, it's good.
Oh.
God, there had to be like reality TV, like a whole production over there just catching out. I've never been to such a wild wedding more than my brother's. And I want to talk about it, but I can't.
Why?
Crazy.
It's a
shit.
Lot. It's a lot, Jay Bear. We'll tell you when you're older.
I told you, Heath, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. Nanny, boo boo. You guys can't hear it.
You guys don't know.
All right. Brief pause from the chaos to give a shout out to our sponsor, Cash App. If you're anything like me, then you constantly have a lot on your mind. So I genuinely love apps that make everyday mundane tasks easier. I love using Cash App for things like splitting group dinners or quickly paying your friend back. It's fast. It's simple. And it's oddly satisfying when you keep everything in one place and just move on with your day. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your own terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank member FDIC. Cash App Green overdraft coverage. Borrow cashback offers and promotions provided by Cash App. A Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did y'all hear that the Breaking Bad house is now on the market?
No way!
So, yeah.
Who gives a shit? So,
people were like pissed off living there, right? Because everybody kept coming to it?
She was that cranky lady that would just sit out the front porch and yell at everybody. Well, guys, in early of 2015, she did list the property for $4 million.
Ooh.
And now it went absolutely nowhere. And after sitting for almost a year, they have now slashed the price to over $3 million. And it's at $400,000, which I find incredibly underpriced for the Breaking Bad house. Like, they must be like wanting it to go into a bidding war.
Did they film inside the house?
So,
yeah.
They did?
They did film inside the house. I hope so. Definitely for the interior. This is the interior.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does add up. But you know what? I also bet that they probably recreated this floor plan later on in seasons.
Why doesn't the living room look familiar to me?
Well, because it was...
Did they move like the front door? They made the front door look like it was in another spot of the house?
The front door, all of that checks out for just picture-wise. I don't want to get visual.
That's pretty crazy then if they filmed inside too and it's that price.
Yeah, very exactly. Low. So, I mean, I just think that it's really undervalued.
But you know
I think
what?
It should be at least like 1.2.
Unless you're turning it into a museum, I don't think anyone's going to want to buy it in that, live in it and have people still show up every day.
Then make it an Airbnb. You would make money.
But make it look exactly like the show. So gives like a reason for people to want to.
And then you get one of those Winnebagos and you park it out front.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, lean into it.
Have like a fake pizza on the top. Like really just like, that would be sick.
Because if they made it a museum, well, it would just get annoying Airbnb. Parking wise, or they would have to shuttle people to like come up and do it like group wise if it was a museum.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Airbnb would be the smartest way to go because Jersey Shore, can't you look at, don't they show it off like a museum? So you pay to just walk through it?
You could pay for like a walkthrough. I think it was like $10 to do a walkthrough.
Yeah, to do a walkthrough.
But then you could also rent it out if you want to stay there.
Exactly. That's what they should do with this house. They would make a lot of money. I think more people would come to this house than Jersey Shore. No? Or maybe the same amount?
Probably.
Yeah. Because I think
I was in the area and that was one of the options on Airbnb, I'd be
Because think about it, there's going to, like, because Breaking Bad is such, like, that's never going to go anywhere. I think there's going to be a wave every, like, 10 years, 15 years of everybody growing up, like, kids growing up.
Rewatching
it or watching it for the first time. And it's like, oh, my God, we got to see the house. It's here.
I just can't believe
park one of those Aztecs in the driveway.
Yeah.
I just can't believe the interiors look that bad in her house.
Or
the woman who was just, like, living there. It was just like, yo, girl, that's what you've been, like, protecting this whole time?
Yeah, you're... Just talking about the owner.
The owner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She could have been, you know what? That lady could have made a lot of money on the side if she wanted
to. Yes, she could have.
Imagine she was just like, oh, you want to come inside and take a few pics? 15, 20 bucks.
She could have been running a little business.
Dude, she could have made all that money she lost from the fucking, from the price going down of the house.
They were going to be signing the papers in last minute. She's going to be like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep it. This is her biggest high she gets off her personality.
Also, you know what? I could see like someone who can afford it. I could see them not buying it specifically because they don't want to buy it from her because of how nasty she's been. You know what I mean? Like, maybe the person that wants to buy is like, I'll wait till it's sold and then I'll buy it from that person. I want my money to go to someone nice.
Or, you know, like Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul should just like buy it and then make it like raise it and all the money it makes, it goes to charity.
Good idea.
Get people off meth.
Yeah, very meth.
Whoa, I'm onto something.
Wait, that's actually.
Let him cook.
Literally.
Very good.
Come on now.
That's a great idea. You know this woman has had so many margaritas in this kitchen with friends over going, it's ridiculous outside.
Every day.
Oh, there's someone outside now.
By the way, I watched the show. It's not even that good. And these kids are coming here every day. Every day. You saw the fans? I got to update it every month.
I want to know if she bought it because she was a fan. Or if she just randomly bought this house, had no idea, and was just like, what is going on?
I think she was original owner when it got scouted.
It was her home, and then they rented it from her to film the show.
Yes.
You know how excited she was when that first season came out? Y'all want to see the house? Oh, I bet she was all over it real quick.
And then after the 100th pizza on the roof, that's what did it. If they never added that fucking pizza scene in it, I think her personality would have been a little different.
You know what, Matt? I completely agree with you. I think that just the pizza tossing in my house, I think that would drive me fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I would start, Heath, right at the top of the...
No, baby, you'd be in the front yard catching it.
Thanks!
Also, speaking of the pizza, the realtor even put the pizza roof angle in the listing.
Oh, probably to let them know that it's now roofing. So,
oh my God. Humans are funny.
They truly
are. Look at the way that's fucking gated. I think it needs to be higher. Dude, it's gated like it's a fucking school.
She probably spent all that money on the fucking fence, the roof, and everything. And now you're settling for $400,000.
If you were neighbors with them, would you be annoyed or would you be kind of like, as long as it's not my house that they're messing with? I think I'd like to be like maybe down the street. You know, I want to be like maybe seven, eight houses down where like I'm not getting that
close
crowd
enough,
in front of my house.
Not-
but I could also like every time somebody comes over is like, hey, you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
You know the house? It. You want to see it?
I think a street over would be good.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be on the same street where they're just constantly driving by.
I hope they never tear this shit down. If they're planning to tear it down, I'm going to be in front of there with signs.
I've been by it and she was outside. And we,
no way.
Yeah, yeah. I went by it one time.
Why were you in Albuquerque?
A road trip one time with my buddy Michael McBride all the way to...
A road trip.
We did, because he was a student at USC, and we were going home for the holidays, and I was like...
You're trying meth for the first time, and you really wanted to be in a right environment.
I remember we wanted to go get a pizza, not to throw it on the roof, but just like take a photo of us outside of it with the pizza, but there were no pizza shops like open, because it was like 8 in the morning, and we were like, fuck it, let's just go. And she was outside.
Freak.
Yep.
Did you say hi?
No, we didn't. If she wasn't outside, I think we would have gotten out and like maybe taken a photo, but she just freaked me out. And so, no. We played the theme song.
In front of the house. You know I'm fucked up. I'm just a loser.
Zane, that was us with the American Horror Story house.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That was like one of the main places that we would take any friends coming into town. Oh, you want to see the American Horror Story house? Also, one time we also took him to the How to Get Away with Murder house too.
Right. And we lived on the street when they shot Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, yes.
We lived on that street.
That was cool. Remember that like crazy old lady that was on the street? She was like, yeah, they're filming a movie. Apparently Brad Pitt's in it. You don't remember? She's walking up and down. It was like, because I think it was either her house or the door next, or the house next door, but she was just bragging.
Oh, yeah, big time. Street. All the movies. I saw Margot Robbie yesterday. She was coming by. Yeah, we lived right there by that cul-de-sac. Yeah. It was the best when I had friends like visit from out of town. And I'm like, you've seen one, or I wouldn't say, because the movie had just come out, and I go, just walk down to the end of this cul-de-sac and let's see if you notice anything.
Yeah.
And every time they'd be like, wait, holy shit, this is a...
But you know what? I still, for some reason, when I walked into the house after like it was filmed and it was like up for rent.
I was there with you. We almost considered moving into it.
We went into it. I don't know why I got chills. Like it was like a house that somebody like actually got murdered. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really like, it gave me chills where I was just like, I don't think I could live in here. I don't think, like, I feel like I would get killed in here. I feel like somebody watching the movie would be like, I actually want to recreate a murder in that house that they filmed it in, because like, that's just like that's another story. Like,
It was really overpriced though. It was very old, but the view was amazing. But it was like $10,000 a month.
It was $11,000 a month.
Yeah.
Keith, for like, it was like three bedrooms, but it was not, it looked
like all the appliances, everything was straight from like 1962, but like rusted. But
yeah. You know, it was that price only because it was in the movie.
Yeah.
It would have honestly been like maybe 5,000. I think they jacked it up like 100%.
Maybe 8,000 with that view. Like that's an $8,000 view.
The view was like stunning. The best part of the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked like junk.
It was dated, but it wasn't like in a clean way. It was like, bad. Yeah.
But it was just crazy. There was a moment where you're like, should we?
Yeah, but, just for the story.
Yeah.
But we would never be able to talk about it. No. Think about it. We would never be able to like take a clear. True. Because you'd be able to like notice.
Dox yourself.
Exactly. Dox.
I have it just to switch topics. There's a crazy story that's happening out of Florida. Have you guys heard about this IVF like switch up that happened in Florida?
No.
Okay. Maybe you can pull up a picture too, just to give them like a visual of what this looks like. So basically a couple in Florida is suing a fertility clinic after discovering that the embryo implanted during IVF was not genetically theirs. So basically this couple underwent IVF in 2025 using their own egg and sperm. An embryo was implanted successfully and their daughter was born in December, but they noticed that the daughter's a completely different race.
That baby's definitely not theirs.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
So
unless,
so what's crazy is the child has no genetic relationship to either parent. So it's not even his sperm. It's not her egg. It is someone else's.
Oh, everything. Right. Like someone else's everything.
But it was implanted in her and she carried this baby.
Yes. But it's not her. It's not her eggs.
Right. It's not her eggs, not his sperm. So there's no genetic relationship, meaning the clinic implanted the wrong embryo. So now they are suing the IVF Life Clinic, which is in Orlando. And they're also going to the public in hopes of locating their child's biological parents and their own missing embryo, because they also have their egg and their sperm out there somewhere, which may have been implanted into a whole other family.
Look, as traumatic as this is for them, my God, they are going to be living.
This is crazy.
Okay, but then this is where it gets a little complicated, though, because like I have so many questions. What do you do in this case? Because now they also are bonded to this child as well.
You know what? I think I would take care of the child and raise until
we find somebody, the missing parents.
I don't think we will actively do our best to try to find the parents, but I think if it just maybe.
And what do you do with the money? How much of that money is yours and how much is also the baby and how much is
parents? What do you mean the money?
So they're suing the IVF clinic. Like they're obviously entitled to some money. based on this huge mishap that happened.
Oh, yes. Some of them, like you're talking about for the other family too. The other family needs the money because that's their baby.
The parents right now emphasize they love their daughter deeply and are raising her as their own, but say they have a moral obligation to find the truth and the other family involved. So This isn't really about rejecting the child. The parents have said they're grateful and bonded, but they're devastated to know that the possibility a family may unknowingly be raising their biological child. And that their embryo's fate is unknown.
Damn, I'd be so scared that my child, like, they wouldn't report, like, or they wouldn't try to find out who that child's parents is.
Maybe it's just
and come back to us.
Because it's clear if it was not like it's a whole different race.
They might not have known.
Yes. Yeah. Because they're clearly like, well, this isn't genetically ours because it's a whole different race than us. There's probably a family out there that's white and is having this white baby and they go, yeah, I think this is ours. This must be ours.
That's going to cost.
And they have to take that baby. So aren't they entitled to that baby?
What if it was like an ideal swap? Like, say that family had theirs and they had theirs, and it was just like a.
Hopefully, it's that case. Or what if it's a whole chain?
Yeah, but like, also, do you like what do you do? Do you swap? Like, that's crazy to think about too,
guys. What if it was like a shift? So imagine every line shifted. So just like, the whole row just all has different kids. That would be fucking crazy. Because I think a swap. That's like, that doesn't make sense to me. I feel like it's a whole, more like a batch.
But what's crazy right now, no clear universal system for tracking or auditing embryos. So like they don't even know where to like begin looking, or they have to like put out like a whole thing to everyone who went through the clinic going, hey guys, can y'all just come in for just a little hair swab, little DNA test.
This is best case scenario for Ghislaine Maxwell. She's like, I'll take him.
No, Zane, I was thinking about that yesterday. Parent. I was like, these IVF clinics have millions of sperm and eggs.
That's so crazy.
You tell me they're not just taking some extra ones and just piecing them together and making babies?
Oh.
For whatever reasoning?
Dark.
But
you would need a surrogate, though. Like, you would need someone to deliver it. Is that like?
Yeah, but I mean.
What, you think there's a whole underground system of women chained to tables like in Stranger Things?
Matt, have you seen these fucking emails? I feel like anything is possible. Anything is possible. I mean, dude, really,
I would not be surprised at all.
Reading those emails, I was like, oh, this was like something we all laughed about 2 years ago. Mm. Like, oh, okay. And it's like we saw, I was like, oh,
crazy.
Jesus.
But the money, what, 50-50?
The families?
Between the child.
So if I sued and I won big lawsuit, I would find the parent. I think it depends on the situation, right? Because that parent can also sue unless it's already been done.
Yeah, maybe the whole legal settlement, they take all parties and they split. Do the settlement like that. Yeah, that's right.
I'd probably have my lawyer fight for that person's, that the child's family too, and put it in like a trust. Like when put it in a trust for the baby.
Yeah.
And then work to find the family so we can reward the family and also return the child.
Bro, can you imagine that delivery room when that happened? Because he must have been like, what? And she must have been like, no.
You can see the
Dude, the wave of that moment. Because he had to have been like, did you? And she goes, no, we did the IVF. And they go, well, wait, what? And they go, but is it half you? Is it half me? Like they were like, it's not ours at all. Like, dude, that day had to have been the fucking confusion. Insane.
Can like the camera, they're like the vlog.
Imagine being like one of the nurses and you're watching this go down. Like you get to see
where the head comes out. The nurse is like, wait, too.
Or like, imagine, oh my gosh, it would be, or Heath, I know you guys didn't do IVF, but like if that happened to you guys, we're like, oh my God, the baby come. You're like, yeah, but get this, but we can't say anything. And like, we'd have to be like quiet about this whole fucking scandal.
Because you wouldn't be able to like, oh my God.
Meanwhile, Heath would be like, but we getting money.
Like, that is crazy that like, it's like, imagine it happening to like someone on the internet, a celebrity, influencer, and it's like they have to hide it. And everyone's
all
like,
your friends
what
are like,
happened?
What happened?
Oh, we're just keeping
the baby.
Private. You have to hide it from your family too. It's like, no.
Why aren't you sending any pictures?
We have to keep it private.
Oh my gosh, it's gotta be crazy.
Crazy. That's insane. That's, I mean, this is not the first time this has happened though, right? I feel like we've seen this happen before. No,
I think this
I've
is
never
like
heard of it.
One where it's definitely not genetically either of theirs and they don't know where this came from.
Wow. And this would happen in Florida too. Oh, it's always fucking Florida. Always.
Somebody did suggest a segment called What's Going On in Florida. It's like a weekly thing of like what happened that
week. We have enough. We do multiple cases.
That they suggested that 2 weeks ago, and this is the first thing that comes up.
What happened in Florida today?
Yeah.
Don't they have something daily that's like probably crazy, usually. Like a crazy headline?
Yeah.
Honestly, all the luck to them. I really hope they find the kid's parents. That is so sad. Like think about it, like, realistically, it is so sad.
And the people that gave the donors, like, what if they're separated now? Like, they never ended up, like, following through.
Oh, right. Like, it was just, like, forgotten egg and sperm. Like, and we're like, and now they're like, well, do you want this baby? It's yours. And they're like, oh. And it's just so sad right now. They were so excited to be parents. They have the baby right now in their hands. They're bonding to it. They have to, enjoy it and welcome it to the world, but still knowing that, like, it can be taken away from them.
And the reason why they did this is because they can't get pregnant, right? Or was it more of a, like, another, it was another,
I mean, people usually,
it's usually people that
just can't,
are having trouble.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Do you think they'll try again? They'll attempt it again the same way? Or are they just like, they're just like, fuck.
I don't know. Maybe this is a sign. Hopefully they can find their sperm
in
their
egg. What a sad situation to be in. Cause you don't know if like 6 months from now, the people are discovered who it is and that they want it. And you're like, no. Like, I've raised, like,
oh,
I
wait,
this
do
child.
They,
I
sorry, do
this
they,
child,
do
like,
they have the right to that baby?
I don't know.
That's really interesting. I feel like they don't.
This is like a movie in the making. Oh, I mean, there's so many layers to it of what's truly ethical.
That's a good plot to a movie. And imagine the baby becomes like the biggest fucking athlete, the biggest like soccer player. Biggest one. And it's like now the family finds out that they're the parents and this IVF switch, that could be...
I know.
That could be something.
It's the next Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah, right.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Olipop, baby.
Ooh. That is right, baby. It's the new kind of soda that combines a classic soda taste with the benefits of a functional ingredient blend to support your digestive health. And it's filled with high fiber and low sugar. Mm.
And there's just something so nostalgic about popping open an Olipop cream soda. The flavor just brings me back, baby. It is so good.
And speaking of nostalgic, the grape soda brought me way back because I used to love drinking grape sodas. And this brought me right back to high school, baby.
I actually feel so good drinking an Olipop. And did you know that 2 out of 3 Americans say they suffer from digestive issues and 95% of Americans don't get the daily recommended amount of fiber? And Olipop is tackling both of those issues with a drink that tastes just like soda, baby.
And I don't know if you guys know, but my tummy, I can get some issues when I'm drinking regular soda. But this soda, because it helps your digestive, you know, tummy health, it's the best for me.
Honestly, me too. And right now, everybody can get a free can of Olipop. Buy any 2 cans of Olipop in store, and they'll pay you back for one. Works on any flavor, any retailer, or you can go to drinkolipop.com/unfiltered.
Exactly. Make this a staple in your house. Go to drinkolipop.com/unfiltered. Olipop is sold online, drinkolipop.com and Amazon, and available in the soda aisle and with the chilled beverages at thousands of retailers nationwide, including Walmart, Target, Costco, and Whole Foods.
One more time so you don't forget, that's drinkolipop.com/unfiltered. And thank you, Olipop, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you so much.
Oh, just speaking of athletes, there's two things. One, are you keeping up with like Winter Olympics, or it starts tomorrow, the opening ceremony?
I haven't checked on anything.
I will watch it though.
Learn this name right now, Alyssa Liu. Figure skater.
Okay.
Yo, this girl is so fucking badass. So she was a figure skater for most of her life up until she was about 16.
Okay.
And at 16, she was like, I'm done with this. I don't want to ice skate anymore. Total rocker chick. Hey, a striped hair, like Kiki Cannibal stripes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She has like a piercing, one of those inside septums that like dangle over your teeth.
And a figure skater.
She hits up after. So when she was 18, she then hits up her coaches and they go, hey, I think I want to get back into it and I want to go for the Winter Olympics. And her coaches are like, Alyssa, what? Girl, you have been gone for 2 years. You can't just come back and think you can be right back on top.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, nah, I want to do it. And if I do it, I'm doing it my way. I want my own music, my own outfits. I'm wearing my hair and y'all can't tell me what to eat. And they were like, and her coach
tell me
is
what
like,
to eat.
Her coach is like, and I poured a whole glass of wine that night and I said, you know what? All right, let's do it. So now she's qualified. She's like doing all of her stuff to like Lady Gaga, Grimes, you know, Charlie XCX music.
Oh, wait, are you allowed to pick your own? I thought it had to be like approved by.
Well, yeah, but it's just, she's just this total like fuck the system. This is when her hair is kind of like tame, but like right now.
Oh, girl, that hair's a mess.
She has like crazy striped hair.
Damn.
But
that's really sick. The fact that she's just like, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to fucking do it my way.
Yeah. Total, like, just straight up Disney movie. That's what how, like, she looks and how she's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I could see them making a movie out of her for sure. Look at that hair. Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool. I've never seen that
before. Scene queen.
Bring it back.
She's dope.
That's literally all the girls I was obsessed with back in the MySpace days. Look just like that.
Zane thought he was talking to her.
I thought my hair looked like that. I thought it did. That's what my hair looks like right now, honestly.
So she's competing... like
Winter Olympics, yeah. This
for this one coming up right now.
Mm-hmm. So wow. I'm just saying, keep an eye out. I'm rooting for her. She's like my number one.
You know what? I'm definitely gonna watch it this year because Alicia and I we got to interview all the Winter Olympic athletes back in October, and I got to meet them face to face. I know all their names, what they do. So I'm just gonna
did you meet her? And,
what? No, not her. Not her. We only met. It was like. We only met like a one round of athletes. So we met like a lot of the paranordic skiing team. We met some snowboarders. We met some cross country skiing.
How many athletes do you think the U.S. team has in the Winter Olympics?
I'm gonna guess
200.
100. 110.
Heath, good job. 232.
Very good, Heath. Oh, I forgot that there's teams too.
Yeah, countries.
No, teams like a group.
Oh, sports. Different events. We're going to be in 16 sports across, so 232 across 16 sports.
Wow.
And I think the new Olympic sport this year is ski mountaineering, which is that like you climb some stuff and then you go skiing and you climb again?
If it has anything to do with skiing down Mount Everest, then... Yes. Matt, have you ever watched that video of the skier that goes that climbs up to Mount Everest and then skis down
from Mount Everest? Ooh,
we watched it the other night. It was fucking crazy.
Dude,
humans are insane. He climbs up all the way up.
So ski mountaineering sounds like a combination of cross-country skiing and cattle herding, and while that would be awesome, the sport is actually as basic as anything on this side of the downhill. First, you climb a mountain and then you ski down it. So that's ski mountaineering, mm-hmm. Straight up.
I wonder.
I mean, it's kind of cool. You're like timed on how quick you can climb up.
Yeah.
So like these people are trekking.
So
and then ski down. Heath, that's kind of cool.
That video makes a lot more sense now that what we watched. Because in my head,
that is the most epic ski mountaineer you could do.
I literally thought he was just doing just like. His own thing, like, oh, climbing up this mountain as a challenge, but it's actually a whole sport.
I wonder if he is one of those.
Or maybe he came up with it. He started a whole sport because of that one video. When was that video posted or when did he do that?
It was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was pretty
that was 2 months ago?
They were probably like, dude, don't. You're about to go to the Olympics. Just don't go down.
No, but also good fucking PR. Right before that Winter Olympics, he's one of the big.
I'll be rooting for him if he's doing it.
Yeah.
Looks like October.
Wow.
Oh, you know what else that I saw that I didn't see or I didn't hear about it? I didn't see anything until he was done. The guy who climbed the...
Alex Honnold
climbed the whole building?
Dude, he's a beast.
Crazy.
Yeah, Taipei 101. We talked about it last episode.
Did we?
Yeah. We did. We did for a whole damn segment, Zane.
Damn.
It was like 30 minutes.
Thank you for
podcast.
Being here.
Woo!
Maybe because Heath was like right here, your brain's like switched up on like...
That's crazy. I literally don't remember that conversation one bit. Holy hell.
Speaking of another Olympian, do you guys remember Sha'Carri Richardson?
Yeah.
The girl who was like, she for two Olympics ago, she was destined, but then she got caught smoking weed. She was destined for gold.
She was the runner, Zane.
She's from like Dallas. She has like the crazy colored hair.
Okay.
She got arrested in Florida.
Arrested for
speeding.
Is this
she was speeding for like going 100 miles. She's pleading not guilty. Yeah, you were going 104 miles an hour. The thing is, just Shikari, I love you, girl. But, just stay out of trouble.
But officer, I mean, she runs track.
Dude, she's begging in it. Like, please do not do
this.
If
I was a cop and I stopped her and I was like, oh my God, she's
the top comments were like, what if she got out and ran?
True.
Just like, try to catch me now, bitch.
I would have let her go. I'd have been like, oh my, this is funny. This makes sense. You know what? Leave you with a warning.
But gosh, is it Orange County, Florida? Is that a place?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The whole time he's just like, you're going to jail.
Did she inform him that she was an Olympian?
No, she just did not pull the Olympian card, which was good.
She shut off.
That would look worse. That on would body go. Cam.
That body cam footage would be so cringe.
I know, but.
The worst.
But also, she was caught for speeding. It wasn't like anything crazy. You know, if it was something crazy, then I'd be like,
104?
In a 65.
Yeah.
We've gone that fast.
It's kind of crazy.
We've gone that fast though.
Just slow down.
What's the fastest you ever went?
Guys, years ago, back in high school. The fastest I've gone, honestly, probably like 85, 90. I don't think I've ever gone faster than that. I get too scared to go faster than that.
Yeah, I'm worried about losing control of the vehicle.
Exactly. It's like I don't know if I've ever
tried to go 100 miles an hour.
I've been in cars
that have gone 100. Yeah.
We've been in multiple vehicles that have gone way past 110. Thought I was gonna die.
I've done like 130.
My man,
Jared.
No, it wasn't on a highway. In Vegas,
it was in a school zone. Yeah. No, it wasn't a highway.
You can.
Oh my, 130 in a school zone. I think that's full fucking prison. 40
you're,
years.
You're in jail for like 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
You can race supercars on like their track, their racetrack out there. And I did that for my 21st.
Oh, you know what? Then I have been in, I mean, I've been in a car that's gone 140. How fast do those fucking Formula One cars go?
Oh my God, those go.
You were in a Formula One car?
It was something like that. It was, okay. Keith, remember what we did?
Oh yeah, we.
What was that?
They were
like a race car, but not like a.
No,
Formula.
It was like an
Indy car type thing, but it was a two seater.
It was insane. It was insane.
Fuck.
But you felt so safe in it.
Yeah.
You would feel like you're about to die, but it felt safer than like your one of your friends driving like super fast with your car. Like it, you didn't feel like you were going anywhere. But dude, with how compact you are, just imagine flipping in that thing.
Oh gosh, no way.
My God.
Terrifying,
especially before they put that the halo ring on
the
there.
Hans,
yeah,
like your head's just exposed right there.
Oh,
you flipping that?
No,
I thought you were talking about the neck brace thing.
Oh no, the ring that there's
airbags that come out, right?
I don't think so.
No,
that would add. Can you imagine unnecessary like weight?
No, I know, but
it's
imagine
like an ejection seat.
Imagine it like it flips and then the bag just goes up. It's like the balloons go up. So like,
oh, it's like Zane. Have you seen the old people device? And it knows if they fall, and then the whole thing turns into a bubble.
Wait, it's like this little Zane.
It's like it's for elderly people, so you have to watch it inflate. Jared, you got to pull this up.
This is
it. It inflates before you hit the ground.
All right, but that's dumb because you have to wear that all the time then.
true.
Like that's crazy. Imagine having to wear that shit.
Oh, bro,
that was literally.
But
me
Rhett
this past
and Link
week.
Bought this, and like they fell, and it like didn't.
It
like,
didn't work.
Inflate, and then it just inflated while he was like laying on the ground, like seconds after.
Damn.
So I don't know how useful it is, but I don't
motorcycles.
Know. Motorcycles. It's not if
it
it's
was
when.
If it was like a really good one.
Oh yeah, they do have that. We talked about that.
And you wear it on like a motorcycle. I could see that.
But you have to pay like a subscription or something too as well.
Yes, we talked about this. The whole subscription-based fucking airbags, bullshit.
That's crazy.
They don't want us winning. They don't want us to live. They want to kill us off.
Before we continue, this podcast is sponsored by Shopify. Have you ever tried buying something online only to spend more time trying to log in than actually shopping? Different passwords, ancient emails, reset links. It's a total nightmare. That was me last night. Then I saw a little purple button at checkout and everything got easy. No wallet hunt, no long checkout forms, inputting addresses and card number. The Shop Pay button is honestly elite. And Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Gymshark and Cotopaxi to brands just getting started. And if you're building your own brand, Shopify makes the selling side just as easy. You can launch your own design studio vibe with hundreds of ready-to-use templates that match your brand style. You can even market like you have a full team by creating email and social campaigns wherever customers are scrolling. And Shopify gives you world-class commerce support for inventory, international shipping, returns, and beyond. So what are you waiting for? See less carts go abandoned and more sales go cha-ching with Shopify and their Shop Pay button. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, that's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. I just ordered Krispy Kreme last night, baby.
Shut up.
Got a full dozen.
Did you get it when it was hot and ready?
I did.
I fucking love you for that.
It's a problem.
You just popped out a kid to a month and a half ago. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Because that little shit, I'm sure it's a fucking pain in the ass taking care of him. You know?
Dude.
We're going to get to the point where it's 6 years later and you're going to be like, dude, you just popped out a kid 6 years ago. You can have a dozen.
In
like,
6 years, we won't be talking in 6 years. Trust me. We'll be on a very long beef. One-sided.
We start dragging it out. You guys do like one of those influencer boxing matches?
Yeah. I'd be down.
They still do those?
Yeah.
Like the influencer
ones?
I
think sometimes. I think when...
Not like it used to, but I think some of the influencers went on to be fighters.
Okay.
So like I think like Bryce ended up like going into like a bare knuckle league.
Oh, right.
We also don't, I feel like we don't hear a lot about it anymore. Back then it was really popular, like influencers boxing, but they still have it now. Sometimes I'll catch a like a flyer and I'm like, oh
yeah,
okay, they're still doing it. Like I forget who it was. I'm pretty sure, what's his face? Didn't that comedian go into the ring? Or was it
like Trevor Wallace?
No.
Matt Rife?
It was like either, was it 22 Jumper or was it?
Adam?
Adam 22. Yeah, he just fought like another star.
Okay, so that just happened recently,
yes,
right?
Because he's with Lena the Plug, right?
Yes, and he, yes, and it was there were it was like an OnlyFans guy that he was, yes, fighting against, and whoever won,
he was gonna like fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon my language.
Whoever wins sleeps with Lena, but one of them was her boyfriend.
Yes,
it's a very risky
cuck fight.
Yeah, but I'm sure they did
cuck
it like
fighting.
cuck fighting. Like it seems like what it was, and I'm pretty sure he got his ass kicked.
But yeah, but just to, yes, they still do it.
Yes,
they still do it.
He lost on purpose. He's like, oh no,
oh no. I mean, he was a big dude. I mean, I don't think I'd want him to hit me more than once.
It's Christina.
In the ring. It's Christina.
You get back here and you fuck my wife.
Have you heard about this clavicular kid? Have you like met him or anything?
Clav, yeah.
I was just talking about it with somebody.
Like looks maxing, and he's just this kid who walks around. He's like a live streamer.
Yeah.
And he's...
And people like ask to like have him rate them based on like their genetic like features, right?
Yes.
He like...
But he goes above him. He goes up like over the top and...
But he like rips people. He's like, your jaw's too recessed. Cheekbones are too high, or so, just like
he got caught. I don't like this kid doesn't care, which I think that's what makes people like so like intrigued by him, that he just doesn't give a shit. Like,
but he'll wear
shoulder pads.
He'll put shoulder pads
to make his like shoulders look bigger.
He'll put like those boob things on his shoulders.
Yeah, sorry,
like those little like chicken cutlet looking things that girls wear on their boobs. He does that shit, but like some of it's like baiting in a way like that.
Yeah,
he says. And he
like
also,
rage bait?
Yeah, he calls Adderall like meth. Like, oh, are you doing meth? He also was talking about cheekbones, and he was like smashing his cheek with like a...
Yes, I did see a clip of
a
that.
A trophy of doing that. He has like, really, no, I've never seen him upbeat or fucking happy at all. He has the driest form of personality. But the thing is, it's all of these like insecure dudes that are listening to his shit, thinking like, oh...
Zane, well, he smashes his cheekbones.
Yes.
What's mainly the type of content that he like live streams? Is he playing any games? Is he just...
He's not gaming. He's just like chatting and talking. Almost like Aiden Ross type shit.
Dude, I don't know what the... In my head, if you stream, you like half game and you half like live. Like you go to the mall... You have people following you with like the equipment just to...
To me, it seems like you said, like Aiden, you just sit on a computer on a chair and you just talk.
Just kind of chat.
For 10 hours.
Dude, that's dangerous, man. Dude, imagine you're just live for like 12 hours a day.
Yo, but not going to lie, when I saw that clip of him smashing his cheekbones, I kind of was like...
I know, it's dangerous.
Wait, what is he doing?
He takes like a rock or something hard and smashes his cheekbone over and over.
Is he rage baiting though? Like, I feel like he's not doing that behind the camera.
Bro,
I think he's
imagine
only doing
getting
that.
Millions of people to start smashing their cheeks.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. My God. I don't know. He's just bizarre.
Isn't this the type of shit though, where like you can sue you can sue him for like if a parent saw this like their kid smashing his face with a hammer? It's like, well, I saw my favorite streamer do it.
Well, do you remember that? Like,
what's the other one? It's like cheek pulling. It's like something where they like try to like take their thumbs and stretch their palate and make their teeth wider.
Yeah.
Like what?
They like put two fingers in their like two thumbs and they try to like stretch the roof of their mouth. So they're like,
why would you want wider teeth?
I guess it like broadens your face to be like more masculine.
I gotta say, I've been using mouth tape now for like the past 2 weeks.
What's that?
Like, you know, just standard mouth tape. Like people
like covering your mouth when you go to sleep. Yeah.
And because I would stick with it, then I'd be like, fuck this. I hate it. I finally got like really good at it. My sleep has been so deep and consistent.
It's been proven. Like, you know, mouth tape actually helps. Like, you have much better sleeps because you can't breathing in like with through your mouth, it fucks up your gums and shit.
And I believe like it's helping. And I didn't realize this because I started realizing I was feeling really good. Like when I wake up and I was like, that damn, it was good sleep. There was also like thing called like morning depression that they think is also related to like mouth breathing.
Yeah, because like, your breath smell like shit. That's why you wake up depressed.
Your mouth tastes bad.
Yeah. You wake up just a little defeated. The day seems so daunting, which I hate. I hate it when like you go to bed and you're so excited about tomorrow. You're writing down everything you're going to do and you're going to hit it. And then you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do any of that.
Man, fuck this place.
But the mouth taping, a lot of people on subreddits were like, I realize I've been waking up feeling better. I don't have any morning depression. I was like, morning depression? I feel like that's something I was kind of battling with.
The sleep apnea, like the apnea machines, people that get like, it changed my dad's life.
Wow.
Like everybody I know that's on one, it is like, I cannot believe I could have been sleeping like this. And this is what other people sleep like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should actually getting rest.
Next time you should try mouth tape and nose tape and see if that like
and just
helps,
die.
Helps even more. Yeah.
Take a nice long sleep.
Get a breathe right strip.
Oh, yes, I have. I did do a bit of that, but I felt like it was kind of messing with my pores on my nose because it's a sensitive area.
My skin was so bad putting those nose strips on but you know the magnetic ones?
Yes, but then I'm like, I got to put magnets on my fucking nose every night.
It's a little. Got to put the little sticky.
Yeah. But I will say the mouth tape, it looks really expensive. Don't buy like any brand's mouth tape.
Yeah.
Just buy, it's like top on Amazon. It's just medical tape, but don't cover your whole mouth. You can still keep the corners just a little bit, just so you don't feel too bound. Yeah. But you'll breathe out your nose. But just it's cheaper than what you think it is. Yeah. Don't buy like a pack of $30 mouth tape.
The thing is, it's tough though. Like to have anything on my face going to sleep. Like I remember, I had to do a mouth guard. I lasted 2 nights without. I was like, fuck this. I can't sleep. I also don't want to get used to, like, trying to have to get used to putting a fucking mouth guard in my mouth and trying to sleep.
It's another thing for your ditty bag. You're like,
Water and all that shit. Yeah.
It's also fucking gross. Just like
every night.
Like the fucking dentures.
I know.
I'm definitely going to need dentures when I'm fucking 50. I'm going to have a whole row of fake teeth that I'm just going to pull out. Look like a hockey player by the time I'm 50 for sure.
It's kind of cool.
But you know what? My teeth are going to make sure they're going to look good though. My dentures are going to be fire.
Dentures will probably be like really good in like the future. Maybe.
I mean, they're not going to fall out. I feel like.
Are they magnetic? Like the dentures?
You'd have to.
I think it's glue. It's like a denture glue.
But I always think though, sometimes like I've seen like pictures where it looks like these little like metal rivets like up top, and
it's like it's shower curtains. You just gotta hook it.
How are dentures?
You slide the teeth across.
Yeah. Oh, they're magnetic. They're magnetic.
All right, so you have to install like metal in your
in the gums, like little, and they just clamp on like that.
Ow! What am I ewing? I literally have like three of those in my mouth right now. I literally have two metal pipes in my mouth right now. Guys, take care of your teeth when you're little.
Floss.
Fuck it. Floss, yes. And mine was only because of flossing.
Mm-hmm.
I missed flossing one night.
You don't want like gingivitis too. Mm-mm. There's some people I know that are rich as hell and they got gingivitis. And I'm like, how? Because it gets to a point of like no return where you can't even
It's crazy. We know some people that have like chronic chronic
gingivitis.
Just like you guys know who I'm talking about.
We got a couple of people. Yeah.
Boy, you talk to them. Woo! You remember SpongeBob, the episode when Am I ugly?
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
What a great episode. When the whole thing circles around the whole fucking movie theater.
I always have like even such a fear. I mean, I don't try not to have bad breath, but if I'm at like a party and I'm talking to someone, I'll like purposely angle my face
all the time
out of direction of someone's face. Just because I'm just like, I don't want to have, I don't like that feeling when someone's talking to me. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't have bad breath, I can just feel their breath entering my vicinity.
Yeah, like even when I'm getting stretched, obviously you have to like do deep breaths like as they're stretching you more and more. My face is the complete other way and I have my mouth like, I have my hand like this.
Yeah.
Like, bad breath is like the most unattractive thing.
My favorite
fucking
though is watching people like on video and you could see a tonsil stone fly out of their mouth.
No.
Wait, like the most iconic one I thought it was food. Jeremy Fragrance.
Yes, yes. He like
where
coughs
he's like
a bit.
Power and it shoots. Jared, you gotta play it.
Are you 100% certain it was a tonsil stone? It wasn't food?
It wasn't like a loogie. I think this looks like a straight up tonsil tone.
Watch this.
Ooh! Oh! Yeah, because it looked like a straight up tooth.
That looked like a tooth.
So that's why they think it was
It was 100% a tonsil stone.
Wait, you don't.
That's why he loves those colognes so much, because he's trying to mask that bad breath.
He seems like someone that would do that on purpose.
Actually, or was it a Zen?
No, it's a tonsil stone.
Well, Dr. Pimple Popper, yeah, she says it. Oh!
That would actually be really hard to do that. Fake that.
Power.
Power. That's what he says.
I still can't believe Alicia, there was that video of her like thrift shopping and that bug was like crawling on her side the whole time.
Wait, what?
Alicia, like she posted a vlog, I feel like it was a couple months ago, and she, I think, was like thrift shopping. Oh, she's on the ground and has, you know, just showing off clothes, and this bug completely crawls up her, like even gets basically close to her head, and she even posted it not knowing it until like a fan saw it.
Oh, that's a stink bug,
yeah,
right?
But it was just...
Honestly, that's like the best buck. That's the best buck to get on you.
Yeah,
is one of those because they're harmless. Honestly, I think they're like really sweet. Like, I feel like if you could hear them talk, they would be just so charming. Just like, hey.
But I had a bug.
They're so loud.
I had a bug on me one time when we recorded. I think we were like recording with Brooke Schofield or something. Yes. There was a full fucking bug on me.
Yes. Ugh. It was like a spider or something, and then we flicked it, and then it went. I feel like I remember that. Was it like a high? Didn't we do like a high bonus?
Yeah, I think we did do a bonus.
I made
a
clip out of it. No, I remember that.
What was the thing you wanted to share right before we went on pee break?
Oh, shit. Okay. So we went on a bachelor trip for our buddy Matt. We're supposed to meet each other.
I know.
In Tahoe. We never got to see each other. We were on the other side of Lake Tahoe. We're like an hour away, but we didn't get to see each other. But it was like, it's so funny, these bachelor trips. He invited literally like 20 guys. Just imagine 20 guys in a house. And it's so funny because we all get there. We're all like little kids. Like, hey, what's up, man? You're trying to get comfortable with each other. You have a couple of drinks and then everyone's just like best fucking friends. It was wild. It was really fun. It was great until we finished the weekend. We come home and some of us start noticing we got little bumps on us. It's like, oh, that's weird.
Where?
Well, I had like a weird thing. Heath, remember I was telling, were you in town?
Oh, your nipple.
Remember I got like a weird thing in my nipple? It was like, okay, this is, what the hell? This is weird.
Like it looked like a zit or a bite? Or
if it was like, at first it felt like an ingrown hair, but it started growing bigger and bigger. It felt gross. Like it was about this big.
Ooh.
It felt like a cyst next to my nipple. And I was like, this is really weird. And I remember that we were talking about in the hot tub, in the Airbnb hot tub, we were talking about dirty hot tubs. We're like, oh, you can get like folliculitis, which is like a bacteria that you
some
get
people
from like
pee in fucking jacuzzis.
Yeah.
Too.
So it's like, you can, like, it could be, yeah, disgusting. And we're talking about that. And we're like, oh, okay, whatever. And then we all go home and some guys just start getting fucking rash and pimples and nobody says anything. I remember this conversation. I'm like, oh, this is, what the fuck is going on? I text in the group chat. I'm like, hey, did anybody else get anything on their body this past weekend? Because I'm freaking out. And then everyone starts going, wait, same. I thought I was the only one. And then everybody just starts saying, yeah,
no
I got
way.
Our buddy posts his.
Oh, no.
If I woke up to this,
You'd go to the hospital immediately?
No, no. I think I would faint. I would legitimately faint. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm dying. Imagine waking up and seeing this on your butt.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, well, that looks like psoriasis, but worse.
From a dirty fucking hot tub. Can you believe that?
Oh my, they diagnosed like what it is?
It's literally look up folliculitis from hot tubs. It's literally every picture looks just like that.
And does it get transferred by someone else having folliculitis and they get into a hot tub?
I think it's a dirty water. So it's like it gets into your follicles, like dirty bacteria water.
Yeah.
And it just infects it all. So that's all like, it's literally in each follicle.
Oh, wait, can you just go back to the medical description? I just want to understand exactly what it is. So folliculitis is an itchy pimple-like rash caused by
bacteria thriving in warm, poorly maintained water. It usually appears on the trunk, arms, and legs, often under swimwear, 1 to 4 days after exposure, which is really weird because mine was on the side of my nipple. So I feel like mine wasn't that, but it's weird that I got it.
Did you take a shower like after? I bet that dude was probably like drunk. It was just like did a towel and like passed out. Maybe. And that stayed and manifested.
I immediately took a shower. I remember I felt so gross after that. I was like, oh, I got a shower right now. And I showered immediately.
Okay.
That's bad.
Ooh, yeah. Gosh, so did they contact the Airbnb and like, yo, you got folliculitis? They send the ass.
You know what? I don't think the guy, our buddy's brother that rented everything, I don't think he did. I honestly think he probably was just like,
other people got that too though?
Yeah. Honestly, he probably looked it up because I read something that it says, how does water get dirty? You could pee in it, right? I feel like peeing in water can make it dirty. So you can't really blame the owner.
It could have been not chlorinated. Like yeah. If they don't have whatever kills the bacteria in it.
Maybe, I don't know. But the thing is that the whole house looked like it was very well taken care of. That's why my head was like, I feel like the hot tub was also taken care of. Maybe it was just the amount of people that pissed in it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't piss in the hot tub, but I wouldn't be surprised if at least like four the 20.
Dude, I'll never forget. We were in like Broken Bow, whole friend group. We like were in the hot tub the night before, had a great fucking time. And then the second night we went out, I remember opening it and it just smelled really bad. And I'm like, who fucking peed in the hot tub last night?
Oh, could smell that from the night before?
I could just smell that. Like, yeah, because it had just been bacon in the fucking, with the little cushion over
with the
it.
Lid on it.
And I was like, and I figured out who fucking peed in. I'm like, don't pee in pools, and especially don't pee in jacuzzis.
It's a whole different
fucking network of water. It's not like it gets cycled out. No, it wasn't Sheffer. It was one of my high school buddies. But I was just like, we can't go out and enjoy like this great hot tub in this cold weather because you peed in it.
And now you got to put more chlorine in. You got to let it simmer, rinse it out, disinfect.
Ooh, sometimes at pool parties, if I notice like someone has not gotten out of the water, and you know that friend who's just sitting there drinking White Claws
in the pool, get up and pee?
Hasn't gotten it, up
it's been
in
a few
hours.
Drinks. It's been a few drinks.
I'm like, have you gone to the bathroom? And I'll do that. And they'll be like, what are you talking about?
It is really fucking gross.
I don't do it in front of people, but I'm like, yeah. I can sniff out certain people who just are peeing in a pool. Yeah. I've never peed in a pool.
And like sometimes, I feel even guilty sometimes peeing in the beach.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, this doesn't feel right.
That just feels weird.
Peeing, yeah, just like, oh, I peed in lakes many times.
Yeah,
but just
that
like,
makes
it's
sense.
Such a weird thing where you're like, okay, I'm safe, but like you're peeing into an abyss.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy that like people pee in water and you're just swimming through it and you're just like,
I know.
And then the little kids are like,
gross.
Apparently the nostalgic smell that everybody remembers from like their public community pools, that's all pee.
Mixed with chlorine.
Mixing with the chlorine that's giving off that odor. Like that smell that you remember.
Oh. Chlorine
doesn't have a smell.
I thought as soon as you pour chlorine in a pool, you could smell.
Walk into a pool store. Go to Leslie Pools. It smells like chlorine,
but it's not that.
It smells like bleachy though, no?
Similar.
Like ammonia. Yeah.
Maybe it is more ammonia because every time I do those smelling salts, to me, it reminds me of like getting pool water up my nose.
Smelling salts is a great thing for an addict to have. Someone who's like addicted to coke and they're trying to lean off it.
Probably.
I feel like the smelling salts is the best thing for them to do.
You say lean off it?
Wean?
No, I said lean.
No, I said lean. I meant to say wean.
It kind of works. Yeah, they're trying to lean off
it. You lean off it. No, that actually sounds like you're leaning
towards
me. Ew, yeah, it says the familiar chlorine smell in swimming pools is caused by chloramines, which is chemical compounds formed when chlorine reacts with sweat, urine, and bodily oil.
You know what? I think, honestly, Heath, I think the part that makes it the most stinky is the sweat. I honestly don't think the pee is what makes it stinky. The sweat is fucking that. Like, dude, a gym smells disgusting. If you really sit and just take the smell all in, sweat all up on the fucking weights and the carpet or the mats and shit. Sweat
is like it was
nasty.
Like during wrestling, bro. The mats would be slippery from all the sweat. It was disgusting.
Any Valentine's Day plans?
No.
I think we might combine it with our 1 year wedding anniversary.
That's good.
Oh.
But I'm a little bit bummed because we have our wedding cake.
Oh, you should eat that.
But we lost power.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I don't know if it like ruined it.
Well, I mean, as long as you didn't if you didn't open the freezer up and it's been like chilled.
And it's been frozen for that long. I feel like it's fine for a bite. You're fine.
Yeah.
All the ice melted in the fridge.
No, no, I know. But the thing is that it's still in a really, like the cake is in a really cool place. Like, I feel like cake, if you put it in the fridge, it lasts a long time.
I just didn't know about, like, the defrosting and then refreezing if it would get weird, but...
I think if... Wait, you're going to defrost it?
No, he's saying...
Yeah, we were going to eat it for the 1 year anniversary.
No, I know that, but, like, we just took it straight out of the freezer and just, like, put our...
No, but I was saying, I don't know if, like... You know how when you, like, thaw something out, and you then can't you refreeze it?
Oh, right.
You know when... You know the protein bar when it, like, melts? Or, like, a Snickers bar, it melts, and then it, like... hardens up again and you eat it and it like doesn't taste right anymore.
Or hate when like ice cream like has been in the freezer for too long and you smell it and it's just that
it's freezer burn.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. I hate the smell of freezer burn. It's gross. I don't know. I think 1 teaspoon taste of it for good luck.
But Zane cannot eat a teaspoon of cake. You fucking kidding me?
Zane thinking he's coming over to have my wedding cake.
Yeah.
On our anniversary.
You better save me some because I don't think you even got a bite out of that cake at your wedding. So you're going to save me a piece.
I got you, Bookie. But yeah, I think we're just going to combine and do like a...
That's good.
I love that, Heath.
Maybe have a nice dinner, make some macaroni.
All right.
We're going to like Belize like the next weekend. So I think we're like...
Belize.
So casual.
But yeah, right. Yeah. We're going to Belize.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we're just
I don't think I can disclose why we're going to Belize, but yeah, it's for a thing. But
nice. All right. All right. Fuck yes. What am I doing for the end of Valentine's Day? Nothing. Me and Righty. I think someone's throwing a Valentine's Day party. And guess who's showing up?
Don't you usually go to the Valentine's singles party?
They have like single, like there's three cups. There's a single cup you're taking. Don't talk to me cup.
Don't go out then cup.
Yeah, right. I don't think there's a don't talk to me cup, but it would be funny.
Yeah, red light, green light party.
Yeah, red light, green light party. Do they have that on Valentine's Day or is it like anytime?
I think anytime. I think it's more of like a very young adult thing to do. Or maybe, I don't know.
It's giving you throw pizza parties.
Yeah.
If you play in a red light, green light game or a party, you throw in pizza parties too, you freak.
It's like those no-no zone parties.
No-no zone.
Yellow, complicated. You're just asking to like talk about it.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
That shouldn't even be a cup. That should be I think, you know what a cup should, there should be a cup that says like DTF. Like I'm ready to open these legs. Imagine it's like having an A on your, like the
scarlet letter. Look at you, little literary reference.
So stupid.
Okay.
I read my book.
Zane, you saw the movie with Emma Stone.
No, I didn't. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know who Emma Stone is. Never heard of it. I've only read the book.
Oh, you know what I just found out about? I just drew a blank of what the name was. It's something eggs. It's
Eggskima?
No, it's like these really, really, really expensive eggs.
Fabergé eggs?
Fabergé eggs.
Yes.
What's that?
It's like a...
I've never heard of it before, but it was in a movie that I just saw.
Was it a restaurant?
Oh, I've seen... There's multiple movies I've seen with this. Like, they're trying to heist... Like, they're trying to steal the egg.
Bro, they're like $30 million.
Yes. They're big from like the Russian... not Russian Empire, but like...
What do you mean?
Alexander, like the czars. Yes, before
had
the...
had them created.
You're saying there. How many of these eggs exist?
I think there's like 56 eggs or something like that.
Ooh, that's a good amount.
30 something.
That's a good amount. Oh, I want the one with the carriage. Look at that shit. I want the egg that opens up and then there's a little egg in there that flies.
So like the remakes, like the really nice remakes are like $200,000. I saw this one guy, he's got like 10 of them.
I'm a 3D print one and tell people that I have the $200,000 one.
There's only 43 known to survive.
The most recent one just sold for $26 million.
Where do you put it? Y'all want to come see my Fabergé eggs?
Like, do you just have it on a shelf?
I know, right?
I want to see a video where, like, it's kind of like an AI video, I guess, where it's like a Fabergé egg, and then it's like, they crack it, and an egg comes.
The rich kids have it on a spoon.
Yeah,
and they're doing the relay in the backyard.
I don't know, just like some fun AI stuff.
You said you got a 3D printer?
No, I don't have a 3D printer, but I get sometimes very hooked on like 3D printing. I don't have space for one, but like I can't wait until the software seems really easy to use. Every time I see people like really getting down to the nitty gritty of how to like print something, I'm like, okay, that looks way too complicated. I don't like that. Like the techniques of it seem very complicated.
Why don't we print money out of the 3D printer?
Because that is illegal.
What if we printed a house?
They do.
Why don't we 3D print homes for unhoused people?
They do that.
The concrete 3D printer is crazy.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It looks just like a tube of toothpaste, and they're just doing it over and over and over of cement. They're like a bunch down in Austin, like a whole neighborhood. I know that there's like some unhoused projects. They take a long time.
Dude, I can't believe I'm the reason why unhoused people are going to have homes now. That's crazy.
3D printed houses. But there's some flaw with them, though. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, they look too fucking good.
They blow over in the wind. it's just one small flaw. They last a week.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you can make as many as you want.
Zane, it's not waterproof. It just turns into like
just melts
mud.
All right, guys, I'm done.
Me too.
Sorry.
Put a fork in me.
I'm done. Sue me.
Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. We do early access, ad-free, bonus episodes, live Q&As. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out.
And as always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, baby. We're going to jump in the unwind. We'll see you there.
Toodles.
Peace and blessings.
Don't drop the soap.
Ooh. Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.